This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
China responds to new U.S. tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese goods that were implemented on Friday morning by announcing that it's now going to set new tariffs of between 5 and 25% on $60 billion of U.S. imports effective June 1st, or less than 3 weeks from now. This as many U.S. lawmakers are urging the Trump administration to turn away from tariffs.
Because the longer we're involved in a tariff battle or a trade war, the better chance there is that we could actually enter into a recession because of it.
Republican Senator Rand Paul there. Swedish authorities reopening a rape investigation into WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, which had been closed in 2017 when Assange had spent years holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. But now he's being held in a British jail and that investigation's resuming. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Major flooding in the city of New Orleans over the weekend. The Sewage and Water Board reporting 2 inches of rain fell in just 1 hour, which outpaced the drainage system. This man's vehicle got stuck in some water under an underpass.
I couldn't do nothing, and the water was coming from all angles. I had to open the door and quickly get out of the car when I see the rush of the water and how the water was moving.
The deadly March attacks on a couple of mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand, are the subject of an inquiry getting started today there. New Zealand's Royal Commission will be taking a close look at the accused gunman's online activities, international connections, and the government's counterterrorism resources. A final report on the live-streamed attacks by that lone gunman that left 51 people dead is expected in mid-December. Actress Felicity Huffman expected to plead guilty today for her role in the college admissions scandal. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A Democratic presidential hopeful is among those calling for more regulation on Facebook. Here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent with more.
After Facebook co-founder Chris Hughes called for the social media company to be broken up, California Democratic Senator Kamala Harris told CNN's State of the Union that breaking up Facebook needs to be seriously looked at.
There are very few people that can actually get by and be involved in their communities or society or in whatever their profession without somehow, somewhere using Facebook. It's very difficult for people to be engaged in any level of commerce without. We have to recognize it for what it is. It is essentially a utility that has gone unregulated.
In a New York Times piece Thursday, Hughes said co-founder Mark Zuckerberg has turned Facebook into an innovation suffocating monopoly and lamented the company's slow response to Russian agents, violent rhetoric, and fake news.
Former Defense Secretary Robert Gates saying the Taliban is still a threat if the U.S. withdraws troops from Afghanistan. On CBS's Face the Nation, Gates saying Sunday the Trump administration must be assured that the Afghan government will be stable if the U.S. is going to withdraw its 12,000 troops. Gates saying there could be grave consequences to a premature withdrawal. And the top movie in the U.S. and Canada over the weekend, still Avengers Endgame. Second was Pokemon Detective Pikachu. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows! Mm-hmm. Great idea!
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Ready or not, America, the natives are getting restless, as they might say. Mark Meckler, Tea Party co-founder, president of Citizens for Self-Governance and grassroots leader, joins us now. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
I'm excellent. How are you, Bill?
Hey, doing terrific. Thank you so much for coming on. I say the natives, I mean, and this seems almost like a little bit of deja vu with Arab Spring. Iranian natives going nuts, Venezuela natives going nuts. You know, the Chinese natives would like to go nuts, but they're so oppressed, they don't even know what they can do about their government. There's no way that they can even fight back. But I'm sensing, you know, a bubbling up trend that is happening, but particularly here in America, where citizens are sticking their head out the window and saying, I've had it with all the high taxes and this government by the elite.
Well, certainly the polling shows that. I mean, I feel it as I travel around the country. I've been in 45 states in the last 2 years. There's a new poll out from Rasmussen that says 27% believe the federal government serves the interests of the people. And think about that. So, I mean, about three quarters of Americans believe that the federal government doesn't serve their interests. I think they believe that because it's generally true that people are pretty smart about these things.
Exactly. Well, look, that's why 2016 happened. A memo to the Democrats and all the, you know, mainstream media. You know, the majority, which has traditionally been regarded as the silent majority, decided to speak up, not because the Russians came in and said it's okay to speak up and invest $150,000 in social media. It was the people themselves that said, no, we're going to determine who is in the White House. And they made it loud and clear. And since day one, the ruling elites, these same people that you talk about, that everyday forgotten Americans have had it with, you know, continue to hold on to this con that it was the Russians that did it, because after all, you know, the last thing they want is to, you know, lose their cushy positions.
Well, look, in that position, it demonstrates a fundamental lack of respect for the American people. And I know people get frustrated with what voters do or don't do there, but I think there are generally good reasons. The American people, by and large, are smart. They mostly understand what's going on, contrary to what the mainstream media would tell us. And again, if you look at the polling all across the board, it tells us that we've got 85% of Americans are in favor of the idea of a balanced budget amendment right now. They know the federal government is fiscally out of control, that it's going to crash if we don't do something about it. They know the federal government won't do anything about it. And you have 72% of Americans are in favor of the idea of imposing term limits on the federal government. Again, they know these guys stay too long. That's part of the problem with the swamp and the deep state in Washington, D.C. And the American people want these things fixed.
Well, the longer that Trump is in office, the closer we get to that reality, Mark, because under any kind of Democratic leadership or anybody that is you know, different than Donald Trump. What makes Donald Trump so different is he's so independent. He's not relying on K Street. He's not relying on these key influencers that have traditionally been you know, been at the levers of our government all these years. And, this is what independence looks like. And this is what freedom potentially looks like. But the people have to fight for it because the elites are not going to give up ground easily.
Yeah, I agree with that. But if you want to get to the fundamental root of the matter, look at what just happened with Trump and the Democrats. They had a big kumbaya moment. He gave Nancy Pelosi a tic-tac. This is supposed to be some big symbolic thing because they agreed on a $2 trillion infrastructure plan. Now, of course, nobody can tell you where that money is going to come from. I can. It's going to come from your children and your grandchildren and our posterity if they spend it. I don't like it when we see kumbaya like this around just excessive spending. It's important to remember Donald Trump is spending at a faster rate than President Barack Obama. So the parties conspire against us when it comes to spending our money and wasting our future.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing he's trying to do, and I can understand this, but at what cost? In trying to offer some sort of bipartisanship or, you know, some demonstration to the people, especially those on the left that won't get it anyway. He can't give up enough of the people's money. He can't give up enough of our liberties because the Democrats are insatiable. The progressives, it's never enough for them, Mark. And, Donald Trump needs to keep his jaw fixed on what it's all about in terms of freedom for all and a return to our foundational constitutional principles.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And I have to say, I mean, I think it's unequivocal. He is the most conservative president, certainly in our lifetimes. He's done an extraordinary job where he's been able to rat around Congress, because frankly, Congress mostly has been difficult and uncooperative with him. And so now what we have to do is it's up to the people to continue to push for fiscal responsibility so they don't drive us off a cliff.
Exactly. Well, again, the threat against the every man and woman of this country is clear and it is present in our politics today. But I would encourage them not to give up the good fight. We've got to push forward, our principles, because this is what progressives done. This is why they've gotten us to this point on the brink that we're on. Whether it's dealing with the Russian collusion and, we talk about the voting process, there's still no answer in terms of voter integrity. I believe we're still compromised on that. And the Democrats, they justify in their own philosophy any kind of shenanigans that they can get away with, whether it's ballot harvesting, redistricting, coming up with, graveyard votes or whatever. I mean, there's no end to the shenanigans that they're pulling on us.
Well, I think the reason is they haven't been able to win by legitimate means.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So even President Obama himself, when he saw the results of the election and he saw President Trump coming in as his successor, he apparently threw a huge temper tantrum and said, the American people have rejected me. They've repudiated me. And that is correct. So what happens is when the American people go the way they want to go and the Democrats don't like it, they're plain and simple. They just cheat or they try to change the rules. Remember, what they're talking about now is redistricting. They're talking about packing the Supreme Court. They're talking about doing away with the Electoral College. All of these things are rule sets under which they can't win, so they have to change the rules.
Exactly. Well, the attitude, Bill Maher pointed this out directly to President Obama. Marie Harf here recently, I think several weeks ago, pretty much summed up and made it real clear what the Democratic philosophy is all about. And to your point, and that is that they don't care about polls. They know where they're going, and even if they have to drag America kicking and screaming, somehow their ends justify their means.
Yeah, and this has been the way of Marxism since the beginning of Marxism, right?
Mm-hmm. So yes.
You dig into the system, you find the weak spots, you take it over. They did this with our university system and our whole education system, frankly, and that's one way of destroying the system and remaking the system. President Obama admitted openly what he wanted to do was fundamentally transform America. Luckily for us, people rejected that. And the question is, how long can we withstand the onslaught of the Marxists? I'm actually pretty hopeful, Bill.
Well, I am as well, and I'm also hopeful that the American people are starting to reconnect with their critical thinking and questions. because that is absolutely essential if we're going to get this country back on track. You know, we've got to be smarter about this. You know, we can't be dumbed down anymore. You cannot, you cannot establish and formulate your worldview based on the 8-second sound bites from the mainstream media. That's very dangerous, Mark.
No, people need to be listening to thoughtful guys like you, Bill. That's how they learn the truth.
Well, Mark, this is why we need you here, buddy, and I appreciate you being on with us. We got more from Mark Meckler, Tea Party co-founder, right here on Bill Martinez Live. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay right where you are. We've got more coming up.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, you know, you've heard from many commentators that America seems to be on the verge of another, and we might even say needed, American revolution. A new poll just published suggests America's headed for a civil war. 60%, as Mark Meckler pointed out, of voters believe that the federal government today primarily looks out for its own interests. While pollsters are unclear how to fix these problems, an overwhelming majority of respondents stated that big government and the media are to blame for the incivility facing today's nation. I would agree with that, Mark.
I agree with it, too. It's a deadly duo. I think it comes from this. It's something I've coined the profitable politics of hate.
In other words,
in Washington, D.C., for example, if they can make us hate our neighbors, they stay in office.
Yes.
If the left hates the right, if Democrats hate Republicans, Christians hate non-Christians, and vice versa, if they can foment those wars, then we focus on hating each other instead of focusing on what we actually all agree on, which is the federal government is out of control, and we need to fix that.
Mark, it's a heart problem. I mean, really, when you think about it, because what has happened, what the media and these elites have done is they have us all looking inward and whipping up our own selfish desires. We're never happy that way. And we are a miserable sort right now because everybody, you know, to your point, is thinking selfishly, and they're all motivated this way because that's what the elites do. So we're following their lead. We're lockstep with them, and we're not happy campers. And so part of the solution has got to be we need a reset, a heart reset, to say, look, we're not this way. You know, this isn't what makes us work and happy. It makes us ornery and miserable sorts, and we don't want to be at each other's throats. But we've got to check ourselves in terms of what our perspective, what is our launching pad from? Is it one from selfishness, or is it one from selflessness? When we're selfless, we're happier, and I think we're more productive that way.
Yeah, all the psychological studies show that the number one thing, and Dennis Prager wrote a great book about this, number one thing for personal happiness is gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Being grateful for what we have, being grateful for our country, being grateful for the people around us, being grateful that we're fed or we have a job or just the simple things in life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gratitude is what makes people happy. Grateful people are generous people. Grateful people are generally hardworking people. So gratitude is one of the keys here, and not grievance. Right? So that's the other G word is grievance. That's what the left is driven on today is grievance. Like, you know, Bill, in my lifetime, I'm 57 years old. I've actually personally never witnessed race relations as bad as they are right now.
Right. It's surprising. Right on the heels of electing the first black president, we're more at each other's throats than we ever were. Although, you know, I was around in the mid-60s and saw, you know, in California we had the Watts riots and a lot of crazy stuff going on. And that was a real shock for me because, and I don't know, maybe I had my head in the sand, but, you know, we played baseball with people of all kinds of different cultures. You never looked at them, you know, based on the color of the skin. It wasn't even part of our vernacular. And then suddenly, you know, here I am, my freshman year in college, and I'm going, my God, we got Black Panthers, we got all this stuff going on. What is this insanity all about?
Well, the country has improved dramatically, certainly where the position of minorities in this country has improved dramatically. It's funny because, you know, I go to church every Sunday like so many people, and in my church I look around in the pews, and we got people of every color, we got people speaking different languages that are listening in translation. That's not the picture that the grievance industry presents, right?
Exactly.
Churches, it's all white, it's all racist, it's all homophobic, it's all misogynistic. That's not the reality, but this is what the media feeds us.
Yeah. You know, to your point here, Mark, I'll tell you, I was in church one Sunday, and the pastor, you know, brought up this, you know, cultural diversity. And we did a really quick poll in the sanctuary. There's about 1,500 people there. 172 different cultures were represented at that Sunday service.
Yeah, so what you're describing is actually America, right? The way it really is.
Right.
What we see on television, what we hear on social media, we hear from the ruling elites, that's not the way America really is. And I think, honestly, Bill, when I said I was hopeful going into the break, that's what makes me hopeful.
Mm.
I know what it's really like out there. I know what it looks like in the restaurant when I go out, in the church when I go to, in my own community. It's very diverse, and people aren't looking at skin color.
Right. Exactly. And you got these people whipping up this stuff, you know, for their own personal interest. But we need to be encouragers of others, Mark, that we come along, and I encourage our audience to be that, to be the solution. Don't be part of the problem. And it's easy to get caught up in the negativity. That's why you have to watch, you know, what you're listening to. And I caution everyone. You've got to be careful in forming your worldview based on 8-second sound bites. The 8-second soundbite world is very dangerous. And we see this, I mean, in all practicality, I mean, where we are right now, I mean, we've been fomented by these 8-second sound bites, and, you know, how's that working for you? And, so, you know, it's a time for us to really focus on those values that our foundational, you know, that our founding fathers have given us. You know, I was talking with Dan Perkins earlier, and even with, Myron Magnet, who wrote a great book on Clarence Thomas. Highly recommend it. And with Clarence Thomas, you know, when he was a young man, he had to decide, was he going to be a victim or a victor? And thank God for he and his grandparents and his mother and the influences that he had. I mean, he did make a hard left there for a moment and decided, because as a black man, hey, you know, all black guys got to go. You got to be part of, you know, the revolution, and you got to, you know, be involved with the Black Panthers. But fortunately, in short order, he figured out, hey, that's not going to, you know, I know where this ends. It's not a good ending. And so he realized that he needed to anchor his philosophy on the foundation principles, godly principles, as well as the foundational principles of the Constitution. And this is what's made him such an exceptional, you know, jurist and, you know, such a needed contributor to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I agree with you. That is a great book, right, by the way, if you want to know Clarence Thomas's philosophy. I think probably the greatest unsung jurist of our time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
True originalist. He's written more opinions than anybody else sitting on the Supreme Court today. Incredibly influential, wonderful guy. You know, one of the things I think is really important, Bill, you're talking about is just our attitudes and what we listen to. And I recommend people listen to the other side. It's so easy to get isolated right now, to listen to our side, our sound bites, our blogs, our Facebook pages. It's important to go out there and explore. There's somebody I really recommend if your listeners don't already listen to, a guy by the name of Dave Rubin.
Yes.
From the left, I would call him a classical liberal. He's talking to everybody from all sides of the spectrum, actual conversations, not arguments.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, and you said something that's really important. I hope people caught it. Listen. Listen to the other side. Don't listen because you feel like you got to respond. That's the tough thing, and especially in this very adversarial political environment in which we live in. That's what frustrates people. If they feel like they're not being heard, then guess what happens? The volume and the angst increases. And so if you're going to be part of the solution, you know, you just have to listen. And some of it, yes, it's going to grate your nerves. But at least you're going to hear their perspective, and you can walk away with a renewed appreciation and passion for a fellow patriot, a fellow American that wants, at the end of the day, you know, for the most part, the same thing that we all want. It's just how we're going to get there. And I think that there's room, as you say. That's what makes us hopeful, Mark, and I'm with you on that, is that we have such a long, rich history. I mean, this is, you know, we're not like in the experimental and theoretical stages to say, well, you know, hey, if we get these colonies together, maybe we might be able to do this. I mean, we got 240 plus years of proven experience here. And, you know, the American ideal, that shining light that, you know, Ronald Reagan talked about on a hill, it still beams. And that hope of light and freedom is still beaming. It may be, you know, it may be dimmed down a little bit, but I'm with you. I'm hopeful that we can come together and really, you know, let it, you know, really, really focus and put out a real strong light that not only blesses, you know, people around the world, but more particularly people here in America that have, you know, that are paying the price.
Yeah, I agree with you, Bill. If folks want to know how to get involved, they can go
yes,
to conventionofstates.com. They could be part of saving the country.
Yeah, exactly. Again, remind them, Mark, because this is the deal. It's so needed that we have an activated citizenry.
Yep, so go to conventionofstates.com. Get involved in the movement for calling an Article 5 convention, conventionofstates.com.
Mark Meckler, Tea Party co-founder, president of Citizens for Self-Governance. Thank you, Mark, as always. Appreciate the insight. Have a great day.
Great to be with you, Bill. Thank you.
Got it.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
This is brought to you by AbbVie. May is Hepatitis Awareness Month, yet many of the approximately 3.4 million Americans infected with chronic hepatitis C may not be aware of the damage the disease can cause. Dr. Julio Gutierrez.
Many people with chronic hepatitis C may not feel any symptoms, but what they're also not feeling is the possible long-term damage the virus may be causing.
If you've been diagnosed with hepatitis C, talk to your doctor about your options. Find out more at hepc.com.
Money.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
China retaliates, issuing its own set of tariffs on American goods as the trade war escalates. Officials saying they're going to set the new tariffs of between 5% and 25% on $60 billion of U.S. imports starting the 1st of June.
Hey, Sarah, Sarah, whatever will be, will be.
Singer, actress, and animal rights activist Doris Day, dead at the age of 97. The Doris Day Animal Foundation confirming she died early today at her Carmel Valley, California home. She recorded over the course of decades over 650 songs, also famous for numerous film appearances, and she had the Doris Day Show on TV from 1968 to 1973. Again, Doris Day has died at 97. And this is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Just like that, we're back with you. Good to have you with us. Fresh and independent we are. Bill Martinez here every Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And we've got a real interesting story to share with you, and Anthony Schneider is here to tell us all about it. And it's he's the author of this new book. By the way, Anthony, that name may sound familiar. He's an award-winning writer and author of this new book called Lowdown. Anthony, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you for asking. Great to have you on to talk about this new book, Lowdown. One of the main characters, Made Men, Jimmy Pacini, returns to Brooklyn after spending 25 years in prison. Is he based on a real person?
It's a good question. He's not, but he is actually based on history, or an occurrence in history that I heard about, which is that a few years ago, a bunch of these made men, as in mafia guys, were getting out of prison after spending 15 or 20 or 25 years in prison. And that got me thinking what it must be like to come back to New York City after spending 25 years in the can. And then I started thinking, you know, how disoriented it would be, how disorienting, but also what happened to the woman he loved.
Exactly.
And I sort of couldn't get those two characters out of my head, and soon I started writing a book.
So here we are, and of course for Jimmy, his lover is Milena Casuda. Is that right? Am I saying that right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, so Milena, she also does a stint but in a different way. You know, she flees to Sicily with her husband. So how are things different for women who were married to the mob in those days, in the 90s?
Well, that's right. My idea was that she did sort of serve time in a way because she moved to another country. But then also, as you said, you know, she's married to the mob. And in a way, that's a way of being trapped. She grows up poor. And even though she's smart and ambitious, she marries this mobster guy because he offers security.
Mm-hmm.
And so there she is. She's sort of, you know, married to the mob and can't really break out. And it takes another guy, one of her husband's associates, to take a look at her and sort of see, wow, she's really more intelligent. She's got this inner beauty, and she sees that in him. And they fall in love, even though it's a real kind of star-crossed love. And so the book is part thriller and part love story.
Wow. Well, you imagine 25 years, you're way without your mate, and your well-meaning friend, allegedly, comes in to help your wife, and, you know, then it goes from there, right? Just our natural humanity and attraction.
I think that's right, yeah. I mean, it's Jimmy, it's our main character who gets put away for 25 years.
Right, exactly, so that's what I meant.
They were having an affair, yeah, exactly.
Right.
And, yeah.
So, amazing. And so, you know, as you say, I mean, it really does draw you, and it's interesting to think about, yeah, I mean, you know, the guy's in the can, but, you know, what about his family? What's left behind in 25 years? And it's not like she stays close and goes and visits him in jail. I mean, she's off to Sicily.
That's right. That's right. I'll tell you something. No, I don't want to give too much away, but Imagine you're 25 years in the can, you are in love with this woman, and then one day you find out that she died.
Oh, wow.
So it gets even worse.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah. So if you die, you'll have to read the book.
Okay. How did you research the book?
I read a lot of books. I'm kind of a mafia fan, if that's an expression. So I read a lot of books about the American mafia, about wise guys and snitches, about the Italian mafia. I watched TV shows about the mob and being in prison and all of that. And then, of course, because the book goes to Sicily, I had to go to Sicily, which is great.
It's
beautiful, and the food is amazing. Everything they say is true.
Exactly.
So that was fun, with the one exception that I thought, you know, I should climb Mount Etna, because I'm sure there's a way to put that into my book. So I took a cable car up, and it was really windy, and we got to the top, and I said, you can't go too close to the top, because this thing might erupt at any minute. So that's my one memory of research, is just looking at this volcano and thinking, this thing might blow at any time. How am I going to get down? You know, was it a good idea to research the book like this? I'm not so sure.
Right, exactly. Well, good. Well, thank God you did, because here we got the book. What is it about mafia attraction and that? I mean, the whole organization, you know, whether it's Godfather or, you know, the endless array, you say, wise guys in different movies. But we have a, you know, kind of a interesting curiosity about the mafia.
We do, and I'm not so sure what it is exactly, because I'm one of those people. I think it is that, you know, the mafia is just this kind of quintessential American story. It's got immigration and money and ambition and family and business wrapped into it, and yes, even crime.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're interested in that, and, you know, we just sort of take this pleasure in figuring out, well, how do these crime families work?
Mm-hmm.
And then I think also there's an interest that we always have in the sort of good guy, bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
So Jimmy's not a good guy. He's killed someone. He's a criminal.
Yes.
But he is a good guy. He's a gentleman. He's you know, good to women and kids. And, you know, he's got a good heart. And I think we're interested in those people quite separately from their jobs. So I think it's those two things that got me interested.
And the part of him being a good guy involves forgiveness, right?
It sure does.
Mm-hmm.
He really battles with that. He spends 25 years in the can. He knows who put him there. It's one particular snitch who is now in the witness protection program. And, you know, the way I imagine it, there's a kind of cool and unusual prison priest who talks to him and says, you've got to forgive this guy, otherwise you'll never make it out there. You'll be consumed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what are you going to do? Walk up to him? You can't even find him. So he really battles with it. And I, you know, I don't want to give anything away, but, you know, it is a lot about forgiveness. And one of the things the priest says that is that you also have to forgive yourself.
Right. Exactly.
You forgive this guy. You've got to forgive yourself.
Mm. Yeah, without a doubt. That is something that we learn along this journey of life. And hopefully we learn it, because if you don't, then you're acidic. And, you know, that becomes a lot less fun. In the NPR review of your book, Lowdown, it talks about how our love of the mafia and criminals in general, Schneider's achievement is to exploit and somewhat romanticize our vicarious attraction to such perverse purveyors of the American dream. But Lowdown suggests that we know that the crime syndicates may still be running much of the country. Expand on that a little bit.
Well, it's interesting. You know, as we discussed, yes, we are sort of interested in the mafia. Mm-hmm. I think, I'm not sure if it suggests that the crime syndicates are running the country. What I think it does suggest is that we're kind of at a rift the way the mafia is, mm-hmm. I think the country as a whole is, between the golden age, this age of omerta and loyalty and sense of duty, and the current climate, which is a more sort of benighted world, more dog-eat-dog, you know, there's a lot less loyalty and rules of conduct. And Jimmy, the main character, is old school. He's gentlemanly and he's honest and he lives by that code. And in a way, what I wanted to show in the book is that there are rewards for living by that code. A lot of the young guys see him and they think, wow, you know, we really respect that. And they end up helping this guy, this sort of old-timer who gets out of prison and he honors this noble and half-forgotten code. They, you know, want to help him, and they do.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. What comes to mind is honor among thieves, you know, and honor among the criminals. Even they have their own code, right?
Absolutely, yep.
No, and you don't want to violate that. You know, it's interesting. You know, as we're talking here, Anthony Schneider's, that you know, I think of you know, there are derivatives of, you know, I think that of the modern day mafia, not directly from Sicily, but maybe other I don't know, people groups, demographics that have just the way things have evolved here in America today, that are almost mafia-like. Do you see that as well?
Yeah, I do. I think that is true. So there are these kind of mafia-like, you know, clans or groups, a lot of the time, like the mafia, it's based on being an immigrant, which is one of the things this book was looking at, and I sort of tackled that both ways.
The bottom line of all this is, what do you want readers to take away from your book?
Oh, boy, that's a tough one. You know, I think, as you sort of said, hopefully a good story. And then, you know, beyond that, maybe something about love and how powerful love is, and then maybe make them think about the things we were discussing, like forgiveness,
yeah, exactly.
You know, what it's like to be in one of these clans, and, you know, can love prevail? You know, love is sort of tested in this book, and can it prevail? And I'm not going to give away the answer to that one.
You got to check it out. Get your hands on the book.
It's
on
it
our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Author, award-winning writer, Anthony Schneider on Bill Martinez Live. Anthony, thank you so much for being with us and talking about your new book, Lowdown. We look forward to it.
My pleasure. Thank you, Bill.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30, get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
This is brought to you by AbbVie. May is Hepatitis Awareness Month, yet many of the approximately 3.4 million Americans infected with chronic hepatitis C may not be aware of the damage the disease can cause. Dr. Julio Gutierrez.
Many people with chronic hepatitis C may not feel any symptoms, but what they're also not feeling is the possible long-term damage the virus may be causing.
If you've been diagnosed with hepatitis C, talk to your doctor about your options. Find out more at hepc.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018.
My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extend-A-Bite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend-A-Bite.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Smartphone and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Hooray for Hollywood.
This is Bill Martinez Live.
Hooray for Hollywood.
Oh, we're setting up everything just perfectly for the interim director for Focus on the Family's PluggedIn.com. We've got Adam Holtz with us. Adam, how you doing? Happy day after Mother's Day. Trust it was a real positive day for all concerned.
Well, it was mostly positive until we had a little food poisoning last night, and I want more than that. So we're in the aftermath of Mother's Day this morning.
Oh, Lordy, Lordy. Well, pray that all goes well and we get that poison out of your system.
Yeah, No, it's one of my daughters, so.
Oh, gosh.
Sometimes it's harder when it's one of your kids than yourself.
Isn't that true?
That's a lot of information there.
But isn't that true? I mean, it's like, and of course the kids are going, what do you mean it's harder on you? Well, trust me, wait till you become a parent and then you'll understand how hard it is. And later on, they'll figure it out. Well, once again, number one at the box office. It looked like Pokemon might be able to overtake it, but Pokemon did a big amount of business, but the Avengers still holding strong.
Yeah, Pokemon Detective Pikachu did, I think, more than people expected. Mm-hmm. It came in at almost tweaked Avengers Endgame, which brought in another $63 million to... You know, push it to almost $2.5 billion internationally.
Amazing.
And Pokemon Detective Pikachu made $58 million, so it was nipping at Avengers' heels. Of course, we've talked a lot about Avengers the last couple weeks, so if you want, I can just dive in on Pokemon Detective Pikachu.
Yeah, I want you to do that, but very quickly. I mean, you know, I'm looking at the amount of money that is coming into the box office in the last several weeks. Certainly Avengers have kicked it off, but Pokemon right on the heels of it. I mean, wow, it's like, what is going on here?
Yeah, you know, I think it comes down to good storytelling. And certainly we have huge franchises from here to infinity in the box office this year. You know, Disney, I think, has a major, major movie coming out. Every movie except September from now throughout the rest of the year. I think the next big one on deck is Aladdin at the end of the month. And then we're going to get Lion King. And then it just rolls from there. We're going to get Frozen 2 and Star Wars 9, you know, to cap the year out. So even though 2019 started out pretty slowly at the box office, my guess is it'll be a record year by the time we're done.
Wow, this is incredible. Well, you know, Avengers keeps breaking records, so
yeah.
Let's go into a deep dive on Pokemon.
Yeah, well, two kinds of people in the world, Bill. People who know about Pokemon and people who don't.
Right.
Those who know about it are probably up to speed already, so I'm going to speak to maybe those who aren't familiar, and I'm going to do the 30-second brain dump on this. This is a franchise that started in Japan in 1998. 95. Since then, in movies, trading cards, video games, and TV shows, 20-some movies that have been, you know, straight to DVD, you know, a bunch of TV shows. This thing has made $90 billion. It's the biggest entertainment franchise in the world.
$90 billion? I mean, I know about the trading cards. My son still has trading cards, and, I mean, they're at the point of being invaluable right now.
Right.
But
right.
The entire franchise, that is phenomenal.
No, it's the biggest entertainment franchise in the world, and it's done so quietly through a marketing blitz that's pretty diversified. I think I read somewhere they've sold 25 billion Pokemon trading cards, and actually I think all of them are in my son's bedroom.
Yours and mine, between the two of them, I'll tell you.
You know, it's a retirement program for him, right?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, this is Pokemon is short for Pocket Monster. It's kind of a play on words. Mm-hmm. And these are sort of vaguely spiritual, kind of magical, little animal-like creatures that bond closely, usually with one particular human. And throughout the series, usually they fight each other in matches that are kind of like either a wrestling match or a boxing match. They all have special powers. Interestingly, the movie kind of de-emphasizes that, although there is a little bit of that. And this time around, the story focuses on a young man named Tim Goodman, whose father has just died in a tragic accident. And he goes to his father's apartment and finds out that his father's Pikachu, which is a small, mouse-like, yellow, furry, cute as a bug's ear Pokemon with lightning powers, is hanging out there. Now, usually, these things don't communicate other than just sort of gibberish. Pokemon fans know that Pikachu only says Pika Pika over and over again. It's the most annoying thing ever. But this Pikachu can talk, which is a shocker, and Tim can understand him. So that's another layer of the mystery, and Pikachu says, I don't think your dad's dead. I think he's alive, and I think together we can find him. That leads to a really rollicking, at times pretty fast-paced, intense adventure where there are lots of battles with other Pikachu or other Pokemon who get taken over by the bad guy of the movie, and they have to figure out who that is. So I think it kind of feels like a love letter to Pokemon fans, Bill, and I think fans will really enjoy it. Parents may, who aren't in on it, may scratch their head a little bit why people are laughing, and they don't know why people are laughing. Mm-hmm. So, more so than most franchises, this is sort of an insider thing, but obviously it's connected. You know, the issues here is just a smattering, you know, a handful of really mild profanity. There's a little bit of talk about Pokemon's powers to evolve. They can turn into bigger, better versions of themselves. But the movie doesn't unpack that very much. There's some conversation about humanity's evil and whether humanity is good or evil. And the movie, I think, ends on a fairly optimistic note. So, you know, some minor caveats. A few scenes might be intense for really young or really sensitive fans.
Right.
Other than that, this is a pretty fun movie. I really enjoyed it personally. But then again, we're all in on Pokemon. So
exactly.
We've reselected, if you will.
You have no choice. Your son's going to drag you through it. That's
true. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What about Tolkien?
You know, Tolkien is a mixed bag. This is a well-executed biopic about the life of J.R.R. Tolkien, who, of course, is the author of the Lord of the Rings and Hobbit franchises. And Tolkien, people may or may not know, probably the seminal event in his life was his experience in World War I, which was ghastly and horrific. And so this story really tells at least a version, a dramatized version of his life, growing up as an orphan after his parents die, the love affair he has with another orphan. I shouldn't say love affair, a romantic relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And it really helps us see how World War I was this defining experience in his life, as he tried to sort of make sense of that. And he was a young man of amazing imagination, as he imagined this other language and this other world. And then World War I came along, and we see it dramatized in a way that's pretty intense. Some of the Lord of the Rings-ish creatures show up in a sort of hallucination he has while he's sick on the battlefield. And speaking of battlefields, we do see the Battle of Somme, which killed a million soldiers. I mean, trying to get your mind around a battle that killed a million people. And it's you know, it's horrific, but it's PG-13 horrific. It's not, we're not Saving Private Ryan territory here.
Right, exactly.
So, you know, I think it will be satisfying to the extent that it kind of lets people know what his story is. It really doesn't deal much with the spiritual influences of his Catholic faith, which I think for a lot of fans may be a disappointment. Cause it,
right.
And it's not that it minimizes it so much as it just chooses not to deal
just
with it.
Just ignore it.
Yeah.
And that's too bad because, you know, no doubt his Catholic faith is such a driving force, you know, throughout.
Yeah. Yeah. So in that sense, it felt like kind of a humanist version on Tolkien, which, you know, I guess in today's age, day and age, it, you know, that's not too surprising. But it's a disappointment. It's a mild disappointment. Reviews have been pretty mixed across the board, and I've read some from conservative commentators that really have felt like, this is a missed opportunity.
Exactly. Well, if nothing else, it might encourage people to go deeper into J.R.R. Tolkien and really study and appreciate his brilliance even more, and certainly his spiritual perspective. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, very, very profound. A couple of minutes left here. What about palms?
What about palms? Oh, boy.
Updated calendar, girls.
If you grow old, but you feel like you never lived that dream, what do you do? Well, if you're Diane Keaton in Palms, you start a pom-pom squad in a retirement home as you're dying of cancer. So right there, if that doesn't tell you all you need to know, you know, the follow-up is a retirement home of sexually active women who are still acting like teenagers and talking like them. So the premise is cute. I mean, I think it's a nice premise. We all have sometimes dreams maybe we feel like we didn't get to act on when we were young. So I don't want to be too curmudgeonly about the overall premise, although I do think it's probably a sorting tool, I will say that. But, you know, when you have people who are in their 60s or 70s or 80s, but they're acting like teenagers for the sake of a laugh.
Right.
It's just not my idea of a good time.
Yeah. So. Well, that's my, you know, that was my thinking. It's cheap humor. You know, it's kind of like, it's like when, you know, you see these comedians, and I was sharing this with the audience before, much the same way, even like musicians, when there is a loss of ability or a seemingly lack of confidence, musicians turn the volume up, they distort the sound to hide their ability, as one just incredible musician would say, you know, he practiced his scales every day.
Yeah, I know that in my guitar playing, I definitely turn up the distortion to hide my lack of talent.
So. Exactly. Hey, when it's just between us, it's okay. It's all right. But when you're when people are paying good money, you know, to go and do that, and so comedians, their bailout is language.
Yeah, it's
and
totally
you just see them panicking, and when they panic, it's like, oh my gosh, do I have to hear the F word? Come on, please. You know, I mean, how non-creative.
It's not very creative. And, you know, there's some laughs here. This could have been a cleaner movie and been just as poignant and funny. As it was, it feels like, really? Diane Cannon, Keaton, you're going to go out with something like this? Come on.
Yes. No, it's that's sad that's way, and you got Ray Perlman, and I mean they were a pretty good lineup here.
Yeah, but, kind of Golden Girls on steroids, really.
Well, why not?
Probably not okay, but there you go.
Okay, and so as we wrap things up, remind everybody how they can be in touch with you and be in the flow of the know when it comes to, you know, making sure what they're taking their kids to.
Come to FocusOnTheFamilyPluggedIn.com, and we'll give you everything you need.
There it is, Adam Holtz from Focus on the Family and PluggedIn.com. Adam, as always, a pleasure, and tell your daughter to get well quick, okay?
I will do it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to.
listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter how